Good evening, everyone. Right after Mass, one of the deacons told me, your first triduum, huh? And then, yes, I said yes. Don't make the first and the last. I was ordained 10 months ago. Like under 1 year, people still call me a baby priest. So today's Holy Thursday, the whole church, we celebrate the institution of the Eucharist and the priesthood. With that, I would love to invite you to reflect with me 3 points, 3 images. First, the hands of Jesus. Second, the heart of Jesus. The third, the head. The first one, the hands of Jesus. Jesus Christ, he's the Son of the living God, like the Most High God. But he emptied himself, became man like you and like me, walking in the earth like normal man. Son of the living God now became man. But not only that, like tonight, Son of God was washing the human feet, the divine hands washing the human feet. Something like too much for me to reflect on that. And I invite you all to reflect with me on that, like the hands of Jesus, the divine hands, now he washing the feet of the human feet, dirty. Maybe thinking that about tonight, in your family, how do we serve each other? How do we serve in our families? Sometimes I just like amazed by that image. He's a God, eternal God, the Most High God, now became man, and now washing the feet of the people. Sometimes it's just like overwhelmed by how humble he is. How husband can serve his family, how wife can serve her family, how children can serve their parents, how parents can serve their children. If we build the environment or the mentality, how to serve people, how to serve my community, how to serve my church, like how I can serve people that way. Like whenever we serve people, we are imitating the Lord Jesus Christ, because he did for you and for me the example of the Most High God serving people. The next point for my homily, the next image, the heart of Jesus. We hear in the gospel today that Jesus, he loved people until the end. Until the end. Love is an act of will, right? We will the good for others. Love is not like emotion. Like today, I love you, but tomorrow, no, I don't. That is not about love. Because love is an act of will, like you committed to love someone for the rest of your life. And that is love. Like today, Father Anthony, you want to become a priest, and tomorrow, you don't want to become a priest anymore. That's not about love at all. And maybe I invite you all to reflect with me tonight. When you love your spouses, when you love your family, you need to love them until the end. Until the end, brothers and sisters. Maybe I invite you all with me when I reflect on like 10 months being a priest, and I invite you all reflect on your wedding day. You took a vow to love your spouses until the day that you die. The Lord, he loves you until the end. Love is not an emotion at all, but love is an act of will. The will, not emotion, brothers and sisters. Your will. The last point for my homily is the head. I was ordained a priest like 10 months. I want to share with you all the most uncomfortable moment for me. It happened 2 months ago when I had a mass at a nursing home here in Littleton. During mass, everything was normal. Like normal mass is like for the elderly people. But like, and then when we have the Holy Communion, I approach a lady and I just like gently ask her, would you like to receive Holy Communion? Like really like a gentle voice, try to wake her up a little bit, and she somehow I just like, would you like to receive Holy Communion? And she, yes, Father. And then I gave to her the Holy Communion. And then she took in her mouth. She kept 3 seconds. He took it back and gave to me. The mist between like the red colors, maybe like her medicine, and the water from her mouth. And she just like a gently like, Father, I don't want that anymore. And then right in the front of me, Jesus Christ would like all the water from her mouth, all the like the medicine maybe she took like before mass, like the red, yellow color and the smell and then the water in my hand. And then what should I do with that? And then like it took me like, Anthony, 9 years for you learning like in like your hand right now is Jesus Christ. And I took that and I put it in my mouth and I received it. Because I believe that is my God. That is the God I worship him. That is the God, like the same God. You will receive him in the moment. And I invite you to do like, you will receive the Most High God. And I want you to receive that like worthily tonight. Because that is your God, Son of the Living God, the Holy Trinity is in your hand. Well, I can have two options. I just like keep that hose and then put in the water, or like put in like the cup and the water and I dissolve it. But like I received it because I believed. I strongly believe that is the God, that I worship him, that I believe in him. Of course, when I took it to my mouth, I smelled it. I took it as like all the medicine she had that morning. I have the same medicine. But I'm still alive. The head in persona Christi capitis. It means like in the person of Christ, the head, every masses, priest is acting the head of Jesus Christ himself. The Lord commanded, do this in memory of me. Every masses, especially with the Holy Thursday, we remember those moments that Jesus, he instituted the Eucharist for you and for me. He went back to the Father after the resurrection, but he left for us his body, his blood. I continue to nourish you until the end because I love you, because I make a promise to you, like I will love you until the end. Until the end, brother and sister, whenever you receive the Lord Jesus tonight, I want you to say like the same with the Lord. Like, Lord, I believe that in my hands, in my tongue, like you are God. The Holy Trinity is in your body. You receive him like me. Everyone, we will receive Jesus Christ today. The Holy Trinity today, we receive the Holy Trinity. And he's in you bodily. I'm talking like body. He goes into your body and he will transform you. And please pray for those moments like, God, you are in me and I want to be in you. And so that one day we can be to heaven together with you. He loves you until the end. Not one day, not one week, not one year, but until the end. So I invite you all tonight to reflect with me with those images, the hands, the divine hands of Jesus, the heart full of love, and the head. Holy Trinity, the Eucharist. So I will pray for you, and you have a blessed Holy Triduum.